This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, I was discussing things with Scott Lampin from High Threat Concealment. We just couldn't get it all done in the amount of time we had. Because there's a lot of things to talk about, because we've never talked to them before. But I've asked him to hold over. We want to talk now about the Element holster. And when you were getting the LPS system ready for me, you asked me if I would like to try the Element holster, which the hook was that you asked me if I carried appendix, and I told you I didn't. I probably could, but I didn't really want to because it would be uncomfortable, and that was the hook, wasn't it? Do we still have my guest?
Yes. Are you there?
Yeah. Here we go. There we go. Okay.
Sorry about that. Yes, that was kind of the segue into hooking you into the most notable feature of the Element.
Right.
Yep. So, the Element. It's our introduction to our process. As it pertains to our holster line through more affordability. Again, historically, before we, went through and kind of evaluated all of what we did, it wasn't uncommon to see a $120 holster in our lineup,
right.
Which, again, our processes, and we've refined them. But, coming into this thing, I had a simple question is, well, where are we at on being present to everybody, not just certain customers? And with that, we started putting pen to paper on and inside the waistband holster. We studied, pistols and the method in which people carried them. And, it was, the data that we obtained was, it showed that many people preferred inside the waistband. And the Element can be carried, other than appendix also. It's
right.
Not just an appendix carry holster, but a big problem with appendix carry specifically is that most of the time the holster doesn't move with your body. So,
right.
You said it before the break, no matter what kind of shape you're in or the stature or anything like that, the Element holster with its single overhook attachment clip, it allows that pistol to move, but when you're standing straight up or in an efficient draw position, that holster is always going to be there. It's not flopped down to the side. So that is kind of the point of the Element holster. Nothing fancy. Doesn't have a tensioner.
No,
it doesn't. You don't have big, long, huge sweat guards. What you see is what you get. And at a $29 price point, I don't think you can beat it.
Well, and what this does is that, for us that are not in a high value protection detail, for example, we do want to walk around carrying a gun concealed. And you've just made that possible, and you've taken your kits now, and you've made them actually, that one holster now makes the rest of the kits viable for somebody.
Right.
Because I carry around my High Threat Concealment QRS system everywhere I go now. Ready to go, ready to rock. All I have to do is stroll back there, grab the Franklin Armory PDWC 11 and strap that on, and there's a few things I don't have, but I got most of the stuff I need.
There you go.
Just those two moves. One click of a belt, throwing the sling over my shoulder, and I'm ready to go.
Right.
to the degree I'm ready to go there, Scott.
Well, I mean, that's all the matter. That's in the eye of the beholder, right?
Right.
And because, you know, what we're comfortable in doing. And that, revert back to training. And the elements is it comes ambidextrous, talking about training. A lot of times as gun people, we're
right.
stuck in that rut of, we're just going to train one way. Why not train outside your normal limits? Why not shoot outside your normal limits? Meaning if I'm right-handed and I have an appendix and, my holster is set up for my hand orientation, why not in about 7 seconds switch that overhook around and draw and shoot with my support hand? How many people do that? That's another thing that the element offers is that versatility and, in training and actually preparing for what is the worst case scenario.
Right.
Not only that too, but with the element, specifically for the Glock, it will fit everything from the 17 down to the 35. You don't need to order 9 different pistols or 9 different holsters.
Right.
It will fit all those models.
Although the one I have is for the Glock 43, which it's surprising how many operators carry that now.
I carry it. I love it.
Yeah. And this is the thing about this holster with, like some holsters that have leather clips that you snap over your belt and everything. That's really good retention and everything, but this has retention. And at the same time, if I am having to get out of the car and go to the back and grab the QRS belt, I can just snatch it clean out of my waistband. This works with sweatpants. It is truly ambidextrous in that you can take that clip and put it on either side. The geometry is the same on both sides, so it's going to work either way. You can carry it strong side, small back, weak side. You can carry it cross-draw, appendix, however you want to do it. And it's all set up there. And this is the setup for people. I don't walk around wearing the QRS. When I'm downtown having lunch, first of all, it'd be so much fun to sit down with that for lunch. But I am capable, though, of wearing this system. And then if I do have to employ the QRS, it's so convertible. It's just a quick pull, and it doesn't matter what you're wearing it with.
It goes over anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is $29.
That's right.
$29.
It has, again, not because I'm here. This would be a holster that I would have purchased had I still been overseas or somewhere else.
Right.
It's that versatile, and that's kind of what I'm after. What's efficient, what's effective, and what's most versatile.
Well, for those people that want to carry a gun, appendix carry, and you're thinking, well, I'm too heavy, because that's what it's about. It's about being too heavy.
Right.
This bridges that gap. And at $29, if you're a concealed carrier already, you cannot buy this kind of concealed carry, non-leather belt for this kind of price anywhere else. So that's worth the price of admission. Go check them out at High Threat Concealment. Go look at the element if you're all concealed carriers, because you can literally use it any way you want to.
That's right.
And, thank you for holding over, too. Thank you for holding over. I'll be shooting film with Scott in Las Vegas in about 2 weeks.
That's right.
And he'll be back. I mean, very shortly. We got some other stuff we're going to bring out that he's got going on, too. Because, like I said, he's like a book. He's not a, he's not a birthday card. He's like a book. But thank you very much.
We try, Bill. But, we look forward to seeing you, in Vegas. Stop by our booth if you're listening and around our area. We're downstairs, booth 109, I believe. We'll have Tegan. If you've ordered stuff from us and talked on the phone, you've probably talked to Tegan. We'll all be there. The gang will all be there. So stop by and see us, and, we'll look forward to meeting everybody.
And when you go by the High Threat Concealment booth, every one of those guys that works for High Threat Concealment looks like they could strap it on and kick in the door. So that was the thing I liked, Scott. So I will be in touch with you, sir. Thank you for holding over like you did.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Coming up next, we'll get into the rant. You just bought your gun. That's not enough, though. That's not enough. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am an advocate for carrying a gun everywhere you go. And at the same time, every day, I mean, here lately where I live, the traffic is the craziest thing. And drivers... I mean, the rage that some of these drivers seem to exhibit is quite interesting, and it's, I can't begin to tell you how many drivers who have raged at me should be sitting back and going, I don't know why he didn't beat me to death. Because a lot of people don't get beat to death because I'm carrying a gun. Because carrying the gun makes me more liable for stuff like that. I can't do that. So, if you're new to carrying a gun, do not allow yourself the luxury of this grossly inflated sense of invincibility. You are not invincible. In fact, you're very, very liable, and you had better be a very astute, you better have that astute eye for detail. Now, you can sit out there and say, you know, if I ever need to use it, I can use it and everything will be fine. And that may be a sound plan, but the devil's always in the details. Say you're in a convenience store waiting to buy your monster drink. There's someone in front of you, somebody else behind you. You're on your mobile phone. The guy behind you has a gun out and screaming for everyone to get down and demanding money from the cashier. So this is called him having the drop on you. Maybe you're in the passenger seat of a car at the gas station. Your spouse went inside to buy something. You're replying to an email message on your phone again, and suddenly a guy with a gun jumps in the driver's seat and tells you he's studying to be a professional carjacker. Once again, having that gun is not what helped you out. You're in a movie theater, talking, you know, looking at the latest remake of some movie that's been released a dozen times before. Maybe the next incarnation of Star Trek, I don't know. You're in the film and suddenly you're wondering why they can't see, you know, they can't come up with a new storyline. And then the guy sitting directly behind you jumps up and starts shooting. Then having that gun help you one single bit in any of these situations? So, what did I just hear? I didn't hear it. This was on my end, and I didn't hear what was going on. Something just thudded, like something hit something. Anyway, that's beside the point. If it comes in here, well, I am armed as usual. As a matter of fact, I'll just put it in my hand for the moment. People argue about the real meaning of the Tueller drill. It isn't even really a drill. It's an observation based on the distance an average male can cover in the 1.5 second time it takes to draw and fire a handgun. So if an attacker can travel 21 feet, give or take, before you can evaluate, draw, aim, and fire, if you're not activating a OODA loop, for example. So we can argue about the details of what Tueller actually intended, but the point is clear and very much related to what I'm saying earlier. If somebody with ill intent is within 20 or 30 feet of you and you're not paying attention, you're done. You're done. So now we have to employ awareness, don't we? Yes, we do. We have to put down the phone and we have to actually look around. Now, all of this is assuming that you're standing still as this begins to unfold in front of you. Lateral movement can very typically disrupt, and that's the whole thing about what you're trying to do in a self-defense situation. You're trying to disrupt whatever is going on, whatever's about to happen around you. Disrupting it means that you're knocking it out of its pattern. Now, I was just talking about carrying a Glock 43. Now, the Glock 43 is a 9mm. And that's the very bottom of the caliber list that I will carry. Now, it's a tiny gun, though, and tiny guns are easy to carry, but they're harder to shoot well, especially under stress, and you can't imagine what's going to happen before that. That's why the other day I was carrying the Nighthawk. I can shoot and hit anything I need to with the Nighthawk. That is just, oh, but Bill, it doesn't have a double stack. So what? I just told you I can shoot and hit whatever I need to hit. Whatever. A dime, center mass, it doesn't matter. With a tiny gun with less to hold on to and a very short sight radius, getting hits on target from 10 or 15 yards away can be a challenge when things are moving quick. Now, a lot of the desire for the subcompact pistol comes from the common assertion that you can't conceal a larger gun, which is, like, for example, with the Element holster. That's hogwash, simple hogwash. It's a matter of willingness to make it work. I can conceal a full-size 1911. I can conceal a full-size P09. And I just have to make a few dress code adjustments. And, you know, maybe with a workplace dress code, maybe it's a little more challenging. But is it impossible? No. No, not at all. It is more convenient, without a doubt, to carry and conceal a pocket-sized pistol. But it's certainly not impossible to carry something more hand-filling. But when you're choosing the gun, choose the gun based on performance factors that create a supporting a concealment strategy. You want a gun that you can shoot and hold and maintain control of and manipulate well. Once you find that, then design your concealment strategy. Home practice. There's two elements to home practice. There is working the draw and the first shot. Working the draw, pulling the gun out, sticking it out in front of you, and pulling that trigger. It's dry fire practice. Dry fire practice. No ammo. I do most of my training dry fire. So, you know what else you can do at home? You can practice reloading empty magazines. You can practice dry firing when moving. You can practice drawing from a holster. You can practice moving backwards or sideways while drawing. The list goes on and on. If you're going to dry fire in a house, though, take my advice on this one. Pull the slide back and observe the chamber. And then once you've done that, pull the slide back and observe the chamber. And then once you've done that, pull the slide back and observe the chamber. And then you have triple verified the gun is empty. And you can go for it. So we tend to get wrapped up in the decisions about what gun or ammo to use for defensive concealed carry. You do need equipment that will work reliably, but there's real factors that might help you save your life often that have little to do with the gear decision. So bear that in mind. Just going out and buying the gun. I went to a concealed carry class one time, and my sons were going to this one. And some guy just came from the gun shop with a 10-millimeter Glock, full-size gun. And after he pulled the trigger on the first few rounds, he was ready to trade it. Do a little research. You don't need the biggest hand cannon known to man. Although I do like a 10-millimeter. When we get back, there are some indications that Civil War 2.0 may be on the horizon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are paying their respects at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. The event was a bit of a surprise as the president had no public event scheduled for Monday. Alveda King, niece to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., reminds us how we should remember her uncle.
I'm encouraging people today to remember he was a prophet. He was seeking the divine. He did not serve politics nor government. Martin Luther King Jr. served God.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. As the partial government shutdown continues, more and more TSA agents are calling in sick. By last count, the number was right around 10%. And TSA agent James Keyes tells Fox News, going into work and not getting paid, it's becoming a challenge.
You go to work and and you expect, you know, pay for hard work, and you wake up and your bank account's empty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I was multitasking. Okay. I've been talking about the undeclared soft Civil War, the Civil War 2.0, and 2.0, whatever you want to call it. And for some people that might look at that, that might seem a little extreme, a little speculative, maybe a lot premature. Well, you know, pointing to something that might someday come to pass. Well, in the meantime, there was still hope that this might not actually happen. Of course, I have that hope. I don't want that to happen. But now we're in the new year, and that hope is harder to cling to, because I'm seeing signs of violence that are now breaking out into the open, and they can't be swept under the rug no more. I take you back to the early morning hours of December 26th when Officer Roneel Singh of the small town of Newman, California's police department was shot and killed by a criminal illegal alien, Gustavo Perez Araya. While on routine patrol, he had pulled over his vehicle because it had no rear license plate at the point. And, you know, just for pulling him over for that, he was executed. Executed. Leaving a wife and a five-month-old son. And nobody in the California legislature, in the super Democratic majority of the California legislature, stood out. Although Kevin De Leon, who helped make it a sanctuary state, did send his condolences. This is not the first time that a criminal illegal alien has murdered an innocent person. These kind of killings, in addition to assaults and rapes and robberies and home invasions and other violent crimes, are committed by illegal aliens multiple times on a daily basis across the country. Then there's Kate Steinle in San Francisco. She was killed by illegal immigrant Jose Inez Garcia Zarate, who admitted to shooting Steinle, although he said the gun shot itself. I don't know. On November 30, 2017, after 5 days of deliberations, the jury acquitted him of all murder and manslaughter charges. And 3.5 years after the Steinle murder, the assassination of Officer Singh, himself a legal immigrant from Fiji and respected California cop for over 7 years, stands out as this new stark low point that illustrates one of the endemic problems in this country. We're being invaded by millions of uneducated, low IQ migrants from violent third world countries, which has been ongoing for decades, to the extent that it's not even known how many of them are here, and has now reached critical mass. As all things leftists do, it's reaching critical mass, threatening the lives and the safety of Americans everywhere around the country. And meanwhile, the Democrats are downplaying the importance of the killing of Officer Singh and insisting that it has no bearing on their ongoing opposition to Republican efforts to strengthen our border. That, what I'm hearing are fireworks. Good Lord Almighty. Anyway, if we had a chance of coming together politically to secure the border, enforce existing law, and deport the tens of millions of illegal aliens who are already here, that would be one thing, and a new civil war would not be inevitable. Unfortunately, that day and those possibilities are long gone. And what remains and what has become of the, you know, what we have in front of us now is the new normal. That's about violence and the way the Democrats and the leftists downplay it. So that means about half the population. And this new violence is targeting native-born Americans like Steinle or legal immigrants and American citizens sworn to protect and serve like Singh. DeRoy Murdoch wrote in the National Review, The Tale of Two Immigrants, on January the 5th. Araga, 33, the alleged killer of Officer Singh, is not a model immigrant. He came to America from Mexico illegally, crossing the border via Arizona. Yet the notion that the United States suffers a border security crisis seems lost on Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York and Pelosi of California. They would not even listen to Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen's classified border security briefing in the Situation Room. In fact, Pelosi told Nielsen that she rejects her facts. Yeah. The Democrats who support this concept of sanctuary cities and now sanctuary states, and who embrace policies that coddle and protect and support illegals while they hamstring law enforcement and cripple border security, are complicit in the mayhem being caused by the migrants. Meanwhile, there's other indications that Civil War 2.0 is getting hot. Calls from the Democrats and the left encouraging violence and lawlessness have been increasing since the election of Trump. And, of course, there's Maxine Waters, who said get in everybody's face and all this other stuff. The growing far-left base of the Democratic Party, which helped fuel their takeover of the House of Representatives, bodes ill for putting the genies of violence and the toxic political division back in the bottle. Recently, we had newly elected first-term member of the Congress, Representative Rashida Tlaib, who said we're going to go in there and impeach the expletive deleted. Then 2 days later, on January 5th, another incoming new star of the 116th Congress, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, entered into a Twitter war of words with Steve Scalise. And while they were in it, they were making fun of Steve Scalise, like saying, snipe him, kick his, she's got better aim than Jade Hodgkinson, that's for sure. Kicking his cane out from under him. Okay. So, you know, I could get out there and say, when is the left going to address the hate in the Democratic Party? And I know the answer to that. It's not going to be anytime soon. Apparently, people like Ocasio-Cortez, they have not commented on Twitter about or cautioned her supporters about making any further references to or threats of violence aimed at Scalise. Later, that Sunday evening in her headline appearance on the top-rated news program in the country at that time slot, CBS News' 60 Minutes, she told Anderson Cooper, there's no question that President Trump is racist. Okay. Here's, you know, this will be something that there will be a flashpoint somewhere. Maybe it'll be Portland. Maybe it'll be Berkeley. I don't know. But when the flashpoint starts, that's going to be like, it's not going to, it's not going to be something that can be put out at that point. This is why I carry the kit. This is why I've chosen the equipment I have for the kit. See, that's the important determining factor I think you need to understand. If I go any further, my kit gets bigger and worse for whoever's out there. It can expand up to 2 rifles, 2 sets of belts, 2 plate carriers. And I'll tag somebody in. And I've already figured out who that's going to be. So, this is why I point these items out to you, because I want you to have the kit. I want you to be ready to go. And just so you know, I picked the best stuff out for you. I picked it out. Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I'm going to ask and answer the question for you. How dumb are the politicians that are out there who want to remove your right to self-defense? How dumb are they? That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm going to tell you some facts you already know, like the fact that most of the rampage killings in the United States in recent years, Columbine, Virginia Tech, Aurora, Newtown, Charleston, San Bernardino, and Orlando, they all had one thing in common. They all took place in venues where local or state law prohibited carrying guns, even though by those lawfully licensed to do so. And the government, with a smile on their face, cheerfully calls these venues gun-free zones. Thankfully, most of the mainstream media is beginning to understand that this means, killing zones. You won't hear from that from too many venues, but they know it. Now, with time, these events have ceased to shock, but they should not cease to cause us to re-examine what the government has done to us. We know from reason and from human nature and history that the right to defend yourself is a natural instinct that is an extension of the right to self-preservation, which is itself derived from the right to live. Life is the gift that you get from the Creator, and we have a duty to exercise our freedom to preserve life until its natural expiration. But the lives we strive to preserve should not be those actively engaged in killing innocent life. The framers knew this. They knew about this when they recognized this and they ratified the Second Amendment, which, as recently as 2008 and 10, the Supreme Court recently held was written to codify and thus prevent the government from infringing on the pre-political right to own and use modern-day weapons for self-defense or to repel tyrants. Now, the term pre-political comes from the language of the Second Amendment, which protects the right of the people to keep and bear arms. The constitutional reference to the right to keep and bear arms makes clear that the framers recognized that the right pre-existed the government because it comes from our humanity, you see. That's why pre-political rights are known as fundamental or natural rights. Because the right to use modern weaponry for the defense of life and liberty and property are natural, we should not need a government permission slip to exercise it, any more than we need one to exercise other natural rights like speech and press and assembly and travel and privacy. But for the last 100 years, since the beginning of the modern progressive era, ushered in by Theodore Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson and enabled by nearly every president since, the government has taken that position that it can care for us better than we can care for ourselves. So they have severely, severely curtailed our rights and left us relying on the government itself for protection. The modern day massacres are proof beyond a doubt that the government not only cannot, but they will not protect you. In the Orlando tragedy, the man who killed 49 and wounded 53 used a handgun and a rifle. The handgun accepted magazines carrying 17 rounds, and the rifle accepted magazines carrying 30 rounds. The killer, using both weapons, fired more than 250 times that Sunday morning. That means he reloaded his weapons about a dozen times. Each time he reloaded, he stopped shooting, and as it is impossible for any person to shoot and reload simultaneously. We know from forensics that the killer was a poor shot. We can deduce from that knowledge that he was a slow reloader. He shot a little over 100 people, so that meant more than 1.5 times when he was shooting, he was missing. So you learn to shoot first and then reload later. It is likely that it took between 3 to 7 seconds each time he reloaded the handgun and longer with the rifle. And in these time periods, a trained person carrying a handgun could have wounded or killed him and stopped the slaughter. But there were no people with handguns in there because it was a gun-free zone. Don't expect to hear that argument from the gun control crowd in the government. It's the same crowd that has given us the killing zones. It's the same crowd that does not trust you to protect yourself. Hillary Clinton called the rifle the Orlando killer carried a weapon of war. It is not. It is the same rifle that her Secret Service detail carries. Many of her acolytes call it an assault rifle. It is not. It fires one round for each trigger pull. True assault rifles. Not those that the politicians have renamed assault rifles because they have a collapsible stock and a bayonet lug. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but it is true. True assault rifles fire numerous rounds per trigger pull, and they have been outlawed on U.S. soil since 1934 without government regulation and oversight, and even to a more degree since 1986, because we can't buy one that was made prior to that arbitrary date in 1986 when they had that genius moment. So what do we have here? We have a government here that is heedless of its obligation to protect our freedom. We have a government that, in their lust to have us reliant upon it, have created areas in the U.S. where innocent people living their lives in freedom are made defenseless to monsters, as vulnerable as fish in a barrel. And we have mass rampage killings of defenseless innocents over and over and over again. How dumb are these politicians that want to remove the right to self-defense? We have cultivated a culture. For example, Facebook. While Facebook, you know, we're going to wake up one morning and we're going to find out Facebook went down the tubes. Any day now. For all of you that are relying upon Facebook, please join something, become something, I don't know. But if you're like me and you just tolerate Facebook, when I wake up one morning and it's gone, that just means I'll have room on my bookmarks for something actually worth having. But on Facebook and in social media and in every walk of life, there are thousands of crazies now who are filled with hate, whether they're motivated by politics or self-loathing or religion or fear. It doesn't matter. They want to kill. And some of them will, and some of them will find the way to do it. We cannot prevent that, people. You can't prevent that. What you can do is you can stop them by fighting back. You can counter them. But when you disarm their law-abiding victims, that not only violates the natural law and the Constitution, but it's also contrary to all reason. The other thing that these mass rampage killings have in common is their ending. They only stop when they're stopped. I mean, in Aurora, well, Aurora may be the exception to that, but most of the time they only stop when they're killed, and that requires someone else with a gun to be there. Shouldn't that be sooner rather than later? Isn't it? Shouldn't it be like a requirement that politicians allow us to defend ourselves? Shouldn't we be demanding that? For those of you that don't want to do it, I mean, there's some of you out there that would never carry a gun, and I understand that, and I respect your decision. But that has nothing to do with my decision. You don't understand the benefit of being around somebody that does carry one, because you are around them all day, every day. And you just don't know it. The very stark statistic is the scariest thing of all. When you wait on the police to intercede in a rampage killing, the average loss of life is going to be 18. When an armed citizen is there, and I'll, you know, the average loss of life is 2.5, and I don't know where they get the half from. That probably means a wounded person, but that also means that it real quick in that progression of events, some armed responder recognizes what's going on and stops it. Back again tomorrow in 21 hours between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.